A lot of things to talk about because one end is Pesach Sheni and then there's the whole week of Hod. There's the whole week of Hod. Lagoimer and Shavuos. A little bit of time to discuss many things. But Bez Hashem, let's speak a little bit about Lagoimer in the short time that we have. And discuss, as we discuss Lag BaOmer, let's discuss a little bit about Minhagim. Because as we'll see in Mitzvah Hashem, that the idea of a Minhag has a lot to do with Lag BaOmer. I mean, just from the get-go, you know, Lag BaOmer is not like a halacha. It's not like a Mitzvah D'Oraisa or even a Mitzvah D'Rabbanan. It's Mamish Kulay Minhag. The whole day is a day of Minhag. Right? Take a look at Tami HaMinhagim, which is a sefer about Minhagim. Right? Like, the longest section is about Lag BaOmer. And even in the Sefer Minhag Yisrael Torah, which that phrase from Chazal speaks volumes. Minhag Yisrael Torah. Minhag Yisrael is not just Stam a thing. Chassam Sefer says that if you see somebody who is Mahar HaMinhagim, that he doesn't accept Minhagim, he's hesitant about them. So you have to check it to his Yichus. It's a psul. It's an inherent psul in a Yid that he's not Mekabel Minhagim. Chassam Sefer Minhag was a very powerful thing. So the Gemara says in Chulin that we learn out the Tokef HaMinhagim from the Pasuk of Al Titosh Toras Imecha. Something which is called Toras Aim. Let's speak with Hashem. What does Toras Aim have to do with Minhagim? That this should be the Makar for Minhagim. We find also an expression in Chazal, in Yerushalmi, Minhag is Mevatel HaHalacha. The minhag could be so powerful that it could be mevatel halacha. And along those lines, there's a phrase which is coined in Sfarim, which is called minhag is meshaber es hadin. That a minhag is powerful enough to break the din. Reb Shimon makes a very difficult statement to understand amongst the many other things which he says. He says, Yochal ani liftor es kol ha'olam kulo min adin. If I want, I have the ability to pater the entire world from the Midas Hadin. And the Mefarshim offered different explanations as to why that is, how that is, but it was taka true. Reb Shimon says that in his lifetime, there was not a single din which he was not mevata on B'nai Yisrael. He was able to speak Sodas HaTorah openly, mamish openly, which the Zohar says was a special feat that only Reb Shimon was able to do. He wasn't afraid of anyone, of any malach, the keshes, the rainbow, which is a simin. He says while Reb Shimon was alive, there was no keshes b'yamav, even Tinoko Shal Beis Rabba knew Sodas HaTorah. There was not a door. There was not a door like the door of Reb Shimon b'Yochai. All in his chus, that whatever din that was brought upon B'nai Yisrael in that time, he was the balabas on the din. He could do what he wants. So where does that come from? And lastly, Reb Chiya makes a statement about Reb Shimon in his passing. He writes, At boli ba'afra, you have been taken by the dust. However, ant kayem v'nohagama, you are still alive and you run the world. You're running the world, Reb Shimon. Even in his passing, he still runs the world. It's obviously a very puzzling statement.
Where's that from?
It's the Zohar.
He runs the
world. Huh?
He runs the world.
Runs the world. Yeah.
Don't we say that about Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov as well? And using the same concept
for the Yaakov? Maybe on some level, but this is... It's called the Noheg Alma. He runs the world. This is something which is unique to Reb Shimon. Let's begin with the following statement. It says in Eicha, Malkeha v'sareha bagayim ein Torah. That when the Malchus and the princes are in Galus, even Torah is in Galus. Maral explains that B'nai Yisrael and Torah are so makusha that whenever one is in Galus, the other is in Galus as well. So the fact that B'nai Yisrael is in Galus means that Torah itself is in Galus. Galus means that just like Yidden, when we go into Galus, we go into foreign land, so too, Torah also goes into the hands of the Klipa. It's not just the pshat that Torah is lost. Torah falls into the hands of the Ummah Sa'olah. Now what part of Torah? The best part of Torah. Right?
The sod
of Torah. The ikr of Torah is in the hands of the Goyim. Take a look at the Kli Yakar in Parashas Vayishlach, in the Sugi of the Gid HaNoshe. It says that the Malach of Esav, which he took a hit, gave a blow to Yaakov in the Gid HaNoshe, so he writes that he hit him in the Sod of HaTorah. What that means is that the Sod of HaTorah fell to the hands of Esav. That's a chat which we say in davening, it's really based on Sukkim. We say on Mondays and Thursdays, which are days of din. Ad Mosai Uzucha Bashvi, the Tifartucha Biyad Sar. How long will your oaths be in captivity? The Tifartucha and your Tiferis in the hands of our enemies. What is oaths? Chazal say, Ein oaths ala Torah. Whenever you find the word oaths, it always refers to Torah. Ad Mosai Uzucha Bashvi, how long will your Torah be in captivity? The Sifartucha and your Tiferis, which is of course Torah, Biyadza. The Torah is in the hands of the Klipos. That's how we find many times that by the Christians especially, and Moshe David Vali speaks about this on numerous occasions, that many of the practices which they have, which seem so absurd, al pi Pnimis HaTorah, they make sense. So only to us they make sense because only we understand Pnimis HaTorah. Many of them in Hagim, their practices and the things which they do, they really are big kashas in Nigla. And they're big tekus. But in Pnimis HaTorah, they make a lot of sense. Obviously, it doesn't work for them because they don't have any shayachas to Torah at all. But we can understand them based on what they do, understanding Sodas HaTorah proper. The Sodas HaTorah fall into the hands of Esav, which is Edom, which is Rome. Right? As we said, the Sarush al Esav is the one who gave a big patch to Yaakov. And so, therefore, we can understand many things which are done by the Goyim in their religions from the perspective of Sodas HaTorah. What's interesting is that when he hit Yaakov, which is in the leg, right, the leg corresponds to Netzach and to Hod, particularly Hod. The pagam was in Hod. And that's why Dafka, during this coming week of the Sfiros, which is the week of Hod, we have all the special days of Pesach Sheni and Lag BaOmer. And Stam, the week of Hod, the Zohar HaKadosh says that when the week of Hod comes, all the gates are open. In some places, they don't say Tachanun throughout the entire week of Hod because it has a status of like a Yontif, the entire week of Hod. You know, Hod has a special Maila, special Lag BaOmer, which is called the Hod Sheva Hod. It's Mesugo for Gilui Sodas HaTorah, that Reb Shimon is the one that he extracts the Sodas HaTorah from the hands of the Klipa. That it falls into the hands of the Din, into the Midas HaDin, into the hands of the Klipa, and comes along Reb Shimon, he's able to extract the Sodas HaTorah on this day of Hod Sheva Hod, because he's able to make a Tikkun to the Pagam and the Hod, which is in the Gid HaNasha by the Sarah Shalisa. When we speak about Reb Shimon, this idea of extracting Soda Satara from the hands of the Klipa, the Sfarim Riga Remez on the Pasuk, which was said in Tehillim about Moshe Rabbeinu when he went up to receive Torah, it says, Alisa Lamarom Shavisa Shevi. You went up to the heavens, Shavisa Shevi. You took captive that which was captive. So who is that referring to? It's referring to the Neshama Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. That Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who's responsible for taking out Reb Shimon's Neshama from the hands of the Klipas. We know that many times, because of what's called Shviras HaKelim, the breaking of Kelim, so very high Neshamas can fall into the hands of our enemies. So Moshe Rabbeinu, when he went up to Shemayim to a very high place, he was able to redeem the Neshama of Reb Shimon. And that's the pshat, Alisa Lamarom, Shavisa, Shevi. Shevi, that word Shevi, which refers to that which is captive, is Rashi Tevos, that's why I'm saying, Shimon Bar Yochai. That's Shevi. Right? So it's referring to him, that he is captive, because since he is the person who reveals Sodas HaTorah, he's the Bailo on the Sodas HaTorah, just like Sodas HaTorah were in Shevi, Rav Shimon's Neshama was also in Shevi. So comes along Moshe Rabbeinu, right, who Rav Shimon is a Nitzot of him, and he's considered to be like a son of Moshe Rabbeinu. Reb Shimon is the one who is redeemed by Moshe Rabbeinu, and that's why it's called Alisa Lamaram Shavisa Shevi. You were able to extract the neshama of Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. When we speak about the Midah of Din, and we speak about the falling of the Sodas HaTorah into the hands of the Klipa, that also translates into the following statement. That the greatest rachamim is really within the din. We're used to chesed and din, rachamim and din. But there's a hashkafa, which is a pinyas hatayra, like a hashkafa, which is that if you were to break open the midas adin and take an inner perspective of what's going on inside the din, you would see that the rachamim which is inside the din is an even greater rachamim than that which rachamim which you know. So there's something called chesed and there's rav chesed. Rav chesed is a greater type of a chesed. Chesed is chesed. But rav chesed is buried, it's concealed by the midas adin. This is a klal. Right? That's why there's tov and there's tov ma'od. Okay? And Chazal say in the Medrash, right? Tov, zeyitza tov. Tov ma'od, zeyitza ra. Tov ma'od, zemalach ha'mavet. Right, that the greatest tov, which will be revealed, this secret is that the greatest tov and the greatest rachamim, the greatest chesed, is contained within the midas adin.
This is why the woman married an older woman.
Maybe.
It was like, what's the deal with the woman overpowering the man in some kind of way? So, I think the woman thing once said. Because the chesed of the din is shining out nowadays towards the Mashiach, and that's why you find that their chesed is overpowering the man's chesed. Okay. That's why you find younger guys going out with older girls now in this kind of situation. Okay. So, maybe.
The cows are older. The cows are older.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I stand
here. Kind of. So there's din and there's rachel. This is the chat which we say. Banis filasi, lacha Hashem eisratzon, elokim. Berav chasdacha. We spoke about this before. What does it mean, Elokim, berav chasdacha? Elokim is the midas hadin. Since when does Elokim have rav chesed? But the pshat is that in an eis ratzon, vanis filasi lecha Hashem eis ratzon, then Hashem is megala that within Elokim there's a gilui of rav chesed. The greatest chesed is within the din. And dafka we say that by minchan Shabbos, vanis filasi lecha Hashem eis ratzon, because mincha, of course, we know is a time of din. Avraham is chesed, is shachris. Mincha. Yitzchak is din, and then Yaakov, which is Marav, is Rachamim. Yitzchak is the midah of din, right? So dafka, throughout the whole week, Yimei HaChol, Mincha is associated with din. But comes Shabbos, which is obviously Shabbos is Shabbos. So Shabbos reveals the oimek of the din. And when the oimek of the din is revealed on Minchan Shabbos, which is Rav, the greatest time of Shabbos, that's Rav Chesed, which is the skala within the midah of din. That's Elokim, Rav Chasdacha. Now, Bechlal, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot, the Torah says, divides into Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And the Yemei HaDin, the Yemei HaSfira, are days of Din. Aside from the fact that the Talmid of Rebbe Akiva died during this time, Bechlal, the Arizal says that the days of the Omer are days of Din. Days of Din. That's why he says, Omer is Gematria Keri, has to do with Neshamas falling into the hands of the Klipos, like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. At the time of extracting Neshamas, which falls to the hands of the Klipos. That's why, according to Ari, Al-Pi Ari, you don't start getting haircuts and having chasanas and music and so on when it comes to Lag Va'omer. The whole 50 days are days of din. Because it doesn't have to do with Talmid Rebbe Akiva dying. They died because they're days of din. But the days of din because they're days of din. And that's still Kayim. That means that these days of din, of Yitzchak, right? Because as we said, Pesach is Avraham. That's Chesed. Zacharti lo Chesed Hurayach. Shavuos and the Tkufa from Pesach to Shavuos, that's Yitzchak. That's the Yemei HaOmer. And then you have Sukkot, which is Yaakov, which is Rachel. So these days are days of Din. That's Yitzchak's Midah.
Why should you not get a haircut if it's days of Din?
Because the Cyrus have to do with Din. You don't want to do... Yeah. Well, cutting the hair is like...
Isn't it a hair din? You should take it off.
That's right. You can't do it during days of din.
Why?
It's messing with the din too much.
Oh, like cutting your fingernails at night.
Yeah. So, that's why during these days of Omer, which are days of din, which is Shavuos, which is Yitzchak, these are days of din, that corresponds to Mincha, the Zman of Mincha, which we know, Mincha is the Zman of din. That's why the days of Omer begin with a Mincha Sa Omer, And that's why the Korbanos, which are Barna Shavuos, are called a Mincha Chadasha. Korbanos HaMincha. Because it's a Zman of Mincha. We're walking right now through Mincha. It's interesting, that's why during Besukkah's time, you have Aseres Yemei Tshuva. Aseres Yemei Tshuva, the Gaon says, are the days where the 355 days of the lunar calendar catch up to the solar calendar, which is 365 days. These are the 10 days of Aseres Yemei Tshuva, where the lunar and the solar come together. Now, what that means, if you really want to give it a term, it's called Bein HaShmashos. It's the days which are between the two Shamashim, between the Shamash and the Ariach. And since, if you take a look at the year as a day, where the sun rises by Shacharis, which is Pesach time, and then starts to set in Mincha, and then when you come to Sukkot, the sun is setting, that's why it's called Bein HaShmashos, right? Because the sun is setting then. And that's why after Sukkot, there's come out no Yomim Tovim, right, until you come to Pesach, because that's considered to be nighttime, and there's no or in the nighttime.
Chanukah. Huh?
So that's the light within. That's the bechina of Chatzos Laila. David HaMelech is Ma'ira, the Racham of Chatzos Laila. But that's Kislev. That's a chiddush that the light broke through the Choshech. And that's the same idea also here by this time of Mincha. This Zman from Pesach until Shavuos. It's like the bechina of Mincha. But just like in Mincha, which is the Zman of Din, you can't daven Mincha. The best time to daven Mincha is after Plaga Mincha. Because Plag means that there's a Bekiah. There's a breaking within the Midah of Din where the Rachamim is Nisgala. That's why you can only be Mekabel Shabbos after Plaga Mincha. Because after Plaga Mincha, that means already there's a Gili of Rachamim because there's a crack in the Midah of Din. And when there's a crack in the Midah of Din, so then the Rachamim, which is bubbling inside the Midah of Din, is Nisgala. And then you can be Mekabel Shabbos. Right? Only Kabbal Shabbos when there's a giloy of the Rachamim, which is Nisgale, within the Din. That's exactly what Lag Ba'Omer is. Lag Ba'Omer is two-thirds into the Yemei HaDin, where there's a crack in the middle of the Midas HaDin. And when you crack the Midas of Din, from within the Midas of Din comes out that Rav Chesed, that's Elokim Barav Chastacha, that's in the Mincha and Shabbos. So the giloy of the Rachamim within the Midas of Din, that's the or of Reb Shimon Yochai. That's the or of Lag Ba'Omer. That's why Plag HaMincha is Gematria Iyar, because it takes place during this month of Iyar. But Plag is the Rashi Tevus, that's why I'm saying Purim Lag. Pei Lag. Purim Lag. It's a notrikon, which means that any day, any year in which Purim falls out on that day, Lag Ba'Omer falls out on that day also. They always go hand in hand. So if Purim falls out on a Sunday, it means Lag Ba'Omer will fall out on a Sunday. Falls out on a Tuesday, etc. It always falls out on the same day of the calendar. Because that's called plag. That's it. But what's the shayches? Lefi zeh, it's very gishma. Because the whole Indian of Purim also is that it's a crack within the Midah of Din, which is why Purim is such a high day. It's a gili of the Rav Rachamim within the Midah of Din, which we're not going to get into. It's not Purim, I think. What? Right, very good. Very good. Hence, the same thing is true with Lag Ba'Omer. Purim and Lag Ba'Omer are two sides of the same coin. That it's the gili of the Rav Chesed within the Midah of Din. That's Elokim Barav Chastacha. And it corresponds to the matzahs. If you take a look, you have three matzahs. You have Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. What do you do? Hmm. You take the middle matzah, which is Yitzhak, you break it in half. But how do you break it in half? Which is bigger? Afikomen is bigger. Two-thirds to one-third. Yeah? The Afikomen is the Tzafon, which is the one, which is the Rachamin. Right? So you take the middle matzah, which is Yitzhak, which is Minah, which is Din. Right? Chesed Din Rachamim, you break it in half, and from there you have Tzafon. From here you have the great light called the Afikomen. That Afikomen, that's Lag Ba'Omer. That's Lag Ba'Omer. Then in the same way, the Afikomen is two-thirds to one-third. So too, if you break, if you take the 50 days of the Omer and you break it two-thirds into one-third, right, that's exactly the Afikomen. It's fair. If you're going to break the days of Omer in half, why don't you break it 50-50? Meaning 25 should be where Lag Ba'Omer is. But why is it dafka by the 33rd day? Which is two-thirds into the Omer. The pshat is that just like the Afikomen should be two-thirds to one-third, so too, Lag Ba'Omer should be two-thirds to one-third. That's called Tzafon. Because Tzafon is a remez to the Sodas HaTorah. Right? It's hidden. The concealment. The concealed light. The Ur HaTzafon. The Sodas HaTorah are called So because they are concealed. So Dafka Lag Ba'Omer, where there's a crack in the middle matzah, which is the Din, which is the Mincha, which is the Ne'adin, from there, there's a Bekiah, there's a light, which is the Lag Ba'Omer. That's the gili of the Rav Chesed within the Din. So that's the Tzafon. That's the Afikom. It's the crack within the Midah of Din. Just like we have Chesed, Din and Rachamim, we also have Chachma, Bina, and Das. The middle matzah is called Bina. Bina. Bina has to do with Chamishim Shari Bina, the 50 gates of Bina, which of course correspond to the 50 days of Sphere. Right? Each day of Sphere corresponds to the Chamishim Shari Bina. These are days of Bina. Right? It's interesting, if you take Bina, which is Gematria what?
67.
And you crack it in half, what's Gematria of 67 cracked in half? 33 and a half. Oh, very good. It's probably the machlekes between the Ramon and the Machaber, whether you do the 33rd day or the 34th day.
Wow.
Because it's 33.5, so the Mela, it's really in between 33 and 34.
It's fine.
What's
33?
Because 33 is too early. 34,
you're for sure good. So that's the machlokes. No. 33 is not 33.5 yet. 34, you're for sure good. It's lagbam.
What's 34? It's 33
plus 34.
If you take bina and you crack it in half, it's 33.5.
Right, but according to the Mechaber, lagbam is really lamidal lagbam. It's machlokes Mechaber, that Ashkenazim is farden, whether to celebrate 33 or 34. So it could be, the Oymek is that it's really between 33 and 34. That's why we celebrate both days. So the Pnimius Hadin. This is the Chamishim Shari Bina. The 50 days of Bina. This also corresponds, of course, to the fact that Bina is called Aim. We know Abba is called Chachma. And Bina is called Aim. Right? These are days of the motherhood. These are days of Aim. Aim. Has to do also with the Gid HaNasha. The Sfarim say, Nasha is a Lashon Isha. That when he hit him in the thigh, he hit him in the Makom HaIsha, which is by the Makom HaBris, which is why Yaakov had a whole bilbo when it came to his wives. Because he hit him in the inn of the Isha. Right? The Isha is where the Sodas come from. From the mother. As we'll explain the Mitzvah. Hopefully. So since these days are days of Bina, days of Aim, the Gid HaNasha, the Hod, even Hod is on the feminine side of the Sphiros, right? So Memela, it's a Zman of Ima, it's a Zman of Bina, cracked in half to be Megala, the Oimek HaRachamim, within the Din, within the Ima. The Ari says, so now I can condense this. The Ari says that the shame, there's a shame of Lag Ba'omer, is the shame of Elokim, where you go a letter before the shame Elokim. It's called the shame Akadit. Aleph Chaf, let's go like this. Take the shame Elokim, right? No. What comes before an Aleph?
Aleph.
Aleph. Nothing comes before an Aleph. What comes before Lamed? Chaf. So Aleph Chaf. Comes before Hey. Aleph Chaf Dalit. Comes before Yud is a test. Aleph Chaf Dalit test. What comes before Mem Sofis?
Mem.
A regular Mem. Right? So it's Aleph Chaf Dalit test Mem. Okay, that's called the shame, called Akadit, which is the shame of Lag Ba'omer. It's called the Pnei Elokim. The face, meaning Pnei means the inner. Within Elokim. Within the Shem Elokim.
And
Aleph Chaf Dalet Tes Mem.
No, it's
called the Pnei Elokim. If you take the Shem Elokim and you go the letters before, so you can't come before an Aleph, because there's nothing before an Aleph. You can't come before a Mem Sofis, because it's still a Mem. Only letters which are changing are the three letters in the middle. So that goes to a Chaf, a Dalet, and a Tes. Which the Ari says is Gematria Lag. The three letters which changed over are Begamatria Lag, and that's the Sod of Lag Ba'omer. And together, if you add it up all together, the Shem Aleph Chaf, the Shem Akadat is Gematria Eid, Ayin Dalid, right? Which is the Sod of Gal Eid. By Yaakov Avinu, when he's fighting with Lavan, he builds a Gal Eid. Right? Because Gal is the middle letters Gematria, Eid is the entire thing. And he says, this is the secret of Bitchul Ba'ashem Ade'ad. It's called the Shem of Bitachon. Because Bitachon is Gematria 75, it's Eid with the Kola. Okay? The Kitzur, that's Shem Elokim. Now, it's very interesting that it's called the Pnei Elokim. According to what we're saying, it's very nice. Why? Because Elokim is the shame of Din. Right? And if what you really want to do on Lag B'Omer is to reveal what? The pinyus of the shame Elokim. The Elokim B'Rav Chastacha. So the reason why this shame, which is called the Pnei Elokim, is very appropriate for Lag B'Omer, because you have to go into the shame Elokim to be Megal the Chesedah. And that's this shame Akadit. It's called the Pnei Elokim because you go into the shame Elokim to reveal the Chesedah. What's interesting is that the first letter and the last letter don't change. The Aleph and the Mem don't change. How come they stay where they are? There it is because Aleph and Mem spell Aim. Being that the whole place from where it comes from is from within the Aim, from within the Ima, Memela, only the letters in between Aleph and the Mem, within the Aim, change. Because within the Ima, meaning the Hainu, the Chamishim Shari Binah, within these 50 days, within that, the light within the Din is Niskala, and that's why within the Aim, that's where the Orosan is Gala from. The Fizet is very nice. That which we say, that the Makar for where we know Minhagim come from is Al Titosh Tairas Imecha. Minhag comes from the Aim, from the Makam of Ima. It's also very nice. You know, Shimon is the one who says in the Yalka, he says, "Imreisa minhag she'asu avosecha al tishana osecha." If you see a minhag which your fathers are practicing, don't veer from it. What's the pshat? Right? First of all, it says im, which is the word aim. He begins the statement with the word im, which is aim. Okay. But secondly, is that when we speak about minhagim and we speak about the idea which we began with, a minhag is meshaber es hadin. What that means is that the minhag comes from a place which is within the din. That's where minhagim come from. Minhagim, you don't create minhagim. Minhagim, which things will just come about. Well, if they're just coming about, where do they come from? The pshat is that there's something which is called Torah, which is going on in Shemayim. And when Hashem reveals Torah and Shemayim in this world, that's called minhagim. That's the way it goes. Minhag comes from a higher place than the midah of din. It's what comes within the din. That's the pshat. Minhag is meshaber es hadin. It breaks forth from within the din, and that's why minhag has a koyach, which is mevatel as a halach. That's the pshat which it says in the Zohar. Reb Shimon says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is geizer, v'ani mevatla. How could it be that Reb Shimon is mevatel the halachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Teretz is that Hashem, he's paskening halachas. And Reb Shimon is the koyach of minhag, which is within the din. But that's what Hashem wants. That Hashem, when he gives a halacha, Reb Shimon is mevatel it. Because that's the idea what the Yerushalmi says, the minhag is mevatel as a halacha. That's why he has the kayach to be mevatel, even the halachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megal. That's why in his time, there was no midas hadin whatsoever. Because he was the kayach ha-minhag. And when there's minhag, which is the oimek hadin, it's simple to overpower the din.
He's able to definitively mevatel din? Isn't that, we say that one of the signs of Mashiach Shachar is someone who take the din and say that it's not doesn't apply anymore.
Right.
Someone who says for this time, fine, that's the Navi. But it's a Navi Shachar, or someone who says that it doesn't apply anymore.
Right, so it hasn't happened yet, and it's shlemus. That's why. If it was a Navi Shachar, it would be somebody who tries to do a legamre. I mean, well, we have just a me'ain of that. We have like a little me'ein of what that means, b'zman hazeh, when a minhag at times is mishaber mevatel halacha. But it won't be mamish ben izgale until Mashiach. But that's why Reb Shimon is the Shem of Mashiach, because he has that koyach to do that on some level, even b'zman hazeh. That's the pshat which we started also, that Reb Shimon says, Yachal ani lichtoras ha'ilam min hadin. I can pater the world from the din. How so? Not that he just neglects the din. He said he taps into a place which is within the din. That's why it's called liftor. Poiter in Torah always means to split open. That's why what? Poter mayim beishes madon, right? Which relates to this, but also it's a peter chamor means that the first animal which comes out of the mother's womb is called peter, cracks it open. That's the origin of Shimon comes from within the din. Yachon liftor es ha'olam. What does he say? Min hadin. Min hadin means from within the din. He can pater the world from din.
Sounds like
Minhag. Hmm? Like Tira. Yeah, exactly. And that's why the Tami Minhagim says, why do you say L'chaim over a Kos? You know this? Because Kos is Gematria Elokim, which is Din. L'chaim is Gematria Minhag. So since minhag is mishaber es adin, you say l'chaim over a kos. That's the pshat. Minhag is connected to l'chaim. It's connected to chaim. L'chaim within the maves, which is the inyan of tchiyas ameisim. Reb Shimon is the inyan of very strong shaykhis tchiyas ameisim. Which is like dafka in the second bracha of Shmona Esei, which is Yitzchak, which is din. What do we say? Mechaim Eisim, Rachamim Rabim, right? We speak about Tchiyas HaMeisim. Why do we speak about Tchiyas HaMeisim dafka in the second bracha of Shmona Esei? Because that's where the din is. And Tchiyas HaMeisim comes from within the din. Mechaim Eisim is Gematria Shimon Bar Yochai. Right? That's where it comes from. So Rachamim Rabim also Gematria Shimon Bar Yochai. Same Gematria. Because it's the Rachamim Rabim. It's the Rav Chesed. It's the Rachamim Rabim within the Midas Rizim that it comes from. Listen, there's more to say, but we're about to have the whistle blown. So we can't speak much more. We'll just say this. It says, La'olam al yishana adam haminhag. What's the makar that a person should never veer from the minhag? Because when Moshe was all of the marom, he didn't eat lechem. Because when Moshe went to the marom, he didn't eat lechem. That's how we know a person shouldn't change from the minhag. Teretz is, why dafka from there do we learn it out? The teretz is very nice. Because we said before, what? Alisa la marom, shavi sa shavi. That from the place where Moshe went up to Shemayim, that's where he fetched the neshama of Shimon. Right? That it's very appropriate, therefore, that we learn out that you're not allowed to be Mishana from Minhagim from there, from that place, because that's where Shimon comes from. You understand? We learn out from Moshe when he went up to Marom that you can't change Minhagim, because that's exactly from where Shimon comes from. Alisa Lamarim, Shavisa Shavi. Therefore, it's appropriate that dafka from that place we should learn not to change Minhagim, which is Reb Shimon himself. He says in the Medrash, Reb Shimon is the one who's the Baal Maimer, who says, Amr Reb Shimon Bayachar, Im Ra'is and Minhag Sha'asa Vasecha Altashana Asa. He's the great defender of the Minhag because his Chayach is the Chayach Minhag. And that which the Sefer HaTanya says in his Siddur, the reason why Minhagim were not written in the Torah is because the Or is so great the Torah can't confine it. That's why it's so great. So people think, oh, Minhagim, Minhagim. There it is, a Minhagim was not written in Torah because it's too high for Torah to contain it, says the Baal HaTanya. That's like it's so, so great, it can't even be made into a Minhag, into a Yontif. It's higher than a Yontif because the light is so great.